Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
Oh, and today's conversation is with the clinical psychologist, Dr. Mona Delahoke, author of Brain Body Parenting, How to Stop Managing Behavior and Start Raising Joyful, Resilient Kids. So she's a senior faculty member of the Profectum Foundation and a member of the American Psychological Association, a speaker, a trainer, and a consultant to parents, organizations, schools, and public agencies. That was a mouthful. Basically, she's a parenting expert. That's it. And she's a good one. That's woo. And gosh, you guys, whoa. I mean, I don't know if anybody out there listening has, I really find like the preteen teen thing is a killer. It really is. Like the toddler thing is a killer. It's as in it's tiring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tiring. They run you down. They make you nuts. They're difficult. They're a pain in the butt. The preteen teen thing is a challenge that I just don't think I ever anticipated.
Yeah.
Do you remember being a pain in the ass, Cindy? Because like everyone comes back to me and they're like, oh, girls are the worst. I'm like,
that's what I've heard too. I've heard it's like they, at a certain point, they swap and suddenly boys become a dream and girls become hell.
Yes.
And
oh my God, my son's a dream. My daughter is driving me like to the brink of madness.
Remember like Phoenix was always, it was like, oh my God,
it was a pain in the butt.
Jumping off of this. He's hitting that. He's throwing the remote control at the TV. And then,
oh my God, I forgot that he did that. He shattered the TV screen. That little bastard.
I totally forgot that. He took a hammer to the cable jack and smashed it into the wall. Oh, he was a friggin' animal. He would throw himself on the ground and have a meltdown. And like, God, no, it didn't matter where we were. Like, I mean, oh my God, he was just a pain in the ass.
And I remember lubing the little
angel,
just angel, every year at the chili cook-off, and the sweetie little thing and the little rides, and telling Lori it was okay in the Ferris wheel when Lori was scared.
Oh my God.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Now PE is like a dream. He's so easy. I mean, he's so easy. And Lou is like my friggin' just my nightmare. And I see she's my nightmare, not because she's a bad kid, because she literally scares the crap out of me with the things that she gets herself into. And she's so young. I have some friends that are like, no, man, that's young. Like, she's going to be 12 in less than a month. So she's basically 12, right? But she looks, like I've said 1,000 times, she looks like she's 16. I mean, easy. She walked out of the hair salon the other day. I should make her do like kid hair. She's got these braids, right? These long braids. She walked out of getting her braids done with little ankle boots, no heel, like, but ankle boots, jeans, and a tank top. Okay, she's 5'6".
Wow.
Fully developed, full blown wow. Woman. Already got the period, the whole thing going at 11. And this started, by the way, when she was eight years old, she started puberty. So she had her mask on because she was in the hair salon. And DeShanna, like, literally didn't recognize it because she looked, yeah. She's like, oh my God, baby, I thought, because she was like a good 30 yards away. And Dee didn't know what she wore because I took her in the morning, right?
Oh, wow.
So Dee picked her up.
And her hair's Dee didn't know what she, oh my God.
Yeah, and the hair, she got blonde in her hair. Or like a Beyonce, she wanted to go full-blown Beyonce. So she did like the blonde tips at the end. And she was like, baby, I didn't like recognize our kid. And I'm like, yeah, because she's not a kid.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, she is, but physically she isn't. So, you know, that's also not helping. And I've got like a team of people that is like from a special school, special program in the school, two academic coaches, a tutor, a psychiatrist for ADD, psychologist, like, you know, because the kids has not had an easy life, right? I mean, all of the things. And to be honest, doesn't really work. It only works when, I hate to say, she's manipulating me, you know? So it's like, look, mom, the parental controls on my phone were suddenly like, by the way, F you, what is wrong with your phone? Like, the parental controls shut off on their own all the time. And I know you're thinking bullshit, Jill. No, they really do. All the time. So she'll be like, mom, my parental controls are off, because she doesn't need it in the moment and knows that I'm going to be like so impressed with her telling the truth, right? But when it doesn't serve her to tell the truth, she won't. She'll lie.
Don't we learn that? I mean, maybe I didn't learn it when I was a teen, but as I got older, I definitely was like, huh, you know, if I just don't have this conversation.
Lies by omission. Lies by omission. Which, by the way, it's like I'm saying, she's not a bad kid.
Yeah.
But she's definitely mischievous, and she's definitely looking for trouble. And she is not the kind of kid that believes anything I say and anything Heidi says or anything anybody else says.
It's time to start watching Dateline with her.
Oh, shit.
I mean, honestly, every time we watch Dateline and it's some college kid who left the bar and never is found again,
never came home.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad we're not kids.
Yep. It's a great idea. Yeah. But this is the kind of kid, like, you can take this kid bowling, okay? And she will use both hands to throw the ball down the lane. Like, I just went through this with her this past weekend. And DeShanna is like, Lou, you can't, you know, trying to show, And she refuses. She refuses to listen. Refuses. And he's like, listen, you got to hold the ball, you know, make sure you keep your wrist straight, you know, do the swing the arm like this. And she's like, it's better my way. And I was like, maybe fuck it. Let her bowl her way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay. And she got like all gutters. And until the very end, when she decided she would try to bowl like one hand, you know. So then we were like, okay, you're trying it. You're swinging your arm across your body. Match your arm movement with the steps you're taking forward and focus on these dots and keep right. But like literally she had to fail for 2 hours to even consider trying it a different way. She's that kid.
You know,
and, you know?
Yeah, that makes me think of a state I definitely was in where if I was like, I'm noticing the way they're throwing that ball really is more accurate. I think I'll go try it. But right as I'm about to, you said, hey, or my mom said, hey, why don't you try it this way, the way we're doing it? Immediately would be off the table. And I would be like,
God,
well,
really?
It was my idea, but now it's not. So now I'm not going to do it until finally I would. So
that
there's something to be said about feeling, you know, I don't know if it was feeling coerced or if it was like, damn it, it was my idea. Now it does. Now I don't get, you know, to own it or whatever it was. But I do remember that stage. I remember that very well.
It is, Cindy. I'm like, Lou, literally, we'll talk about like the stove analogy. I'm like, if I say don't touch the stove, she will lay on top of it. And then I'm like, okay, so are you in pain? No. To the point that like you could literally burn through her like flesh to the bone, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Are you in pain? No. I mean, it's just, and it's like, I'm to the point where I, you know, I don't, we honestly don't know what to do. So yay, we've got Dr. Mona Delahook on to talk to us about a new way to approach parenting our kids that disrupts the traditional model that may or may not be working for you. And if you don't have kids, I mean, lucky you. maybe listen for when you eventually do. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, guys, we are back with my very long-awaited guest on a personal level, Dr. Mona Delahook, and we're talking about her new book, Brain Body Parenting, How to Stop Managing Behavior and Start Raising Joyful, Resilient Kids. Welcome to the show, first of all. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love talking about parenting, so I'm thrilled to be talking to you today.
Well, you wrote a hell of an amazing book about it. Before we jump in, can you explain to people what a clinical psychologist is so they just understand, you know, exactly the angle we're approaching this?
Sure. Great. Yeah. So a clinical psychologist is someone who sees people, you know, works with humans rather than doing research, like who is a research psychologist.
Doc, thank you. Thank you. I feel so bad for you. Cindy was like, can you send her talking points? And I was like, oh yeah, I got talking points. I got two kids that are my talking points. So we're going to jump right in. For anybody out there with preteens or teenagers, get excited. First question, Doc.
Yeah.
What is brain body parenting? What does that even mean?
Okay. A great question. First of all, the parenting world the education world and the mental health world primarily has dealt with thinking, the brain, right? Yeah. And that could include medication, right? Like, how do we change the brain? How do we understand the brain? What's going on in the brain? Okay. That's what we think about when we think about helping people.
Got it.
But neuroscience in the last 20 years has revealed this incredible breaking news that the brain gets its operating instructions from the body proper.
I got it.
Right, Jillian? Our sense organs. And something called, if you haven't heard this term, it's like breaking news in neuroscience, but it's not translated yet. And, you know, I am trying to translate. It's called interoception. It's these subconscious messages that we get from our body that goes up to our brain outside of our awareness that influences our moods, our feelings, and our freaking emotions. So if your kid's having trouble in school, you know, you have the education system. If your kid's having trouble with strong emotions, you might have psychiatry or psychology on board. But guess what?
I've got them all on board, but yeah, please go.
Okay. Guess what? That model's
all on board, Doc. Yeah. They're all
okay,
on board.
Doc. Okay, yeah. Listen, we need to get them all on the same page because my field is not integrated yet. And neuroscience shows us that we are one body brain. We don't have a center for education in our heads, a center for emotional reg in our heads, and a center for thinking in our heads. It's all integrated. So once you understand your kid's body, you're going to have, Jillian, you're going to have a key to understanding her mental life, her decisions or his decisions or their decisions. You're going to have a key.
You're going to have to allow me to just play devil's advocate on you here. Okay.
Good. Go.
So I'm going to say, okay, bullshit. My kid's adopted. So I got a host of other issues for this poor kid before body, no body.
Yeah.
What about all that, you know, stuff?
Yeah.
And like, what about the damage going on from her being from a split home or, you know, my son doesn't have a father in his life. Like, I'm going to add all that shit to your plate.
Yeah.
Do we throw that out or do we integrate it in?
We leverage it. We integrate it in because guess what? We all have shit. And I don't mean to disparage trauma because sometimes trauma histories happen when you have situation of relational distress or you know, adoption, fostering. Yeah. Shit happens and it does impact the body. But here's the best news of all. I think the most important news is that our brains and our bodies are always updating how they predict what's going to happen in their world. Always. I've worked with 80-year-olds. I'm sure you have too, right? It's like a muscle of self-regulation that we have to work that muscle. So the window is never closed. And your kids aren't damaged goods if they've had a rough history and they don't have a bad genetic loading that's causing them to do this.
A bad genetic loading being like some sort of a disease or brain damage, or even
that trauma is a life sentence. It's not. But I think we do have to understand in something our education system doesn't yet understand because they're focused on behaviors and compliance and
yes, everything
good.
Is behaviors, conditioning the behavior, take everything from her and make her earn every little thing. And I'm like, son of a bitch, like parenting this kid is freaking exhausted. And I mean, I have a kid that is like constantly working, right, to break the rules. And it's to the point where I'm like, listen, I'm like, sweetheart, you want to get around me? You're like a river that flows 24/7. You're going to get around me. Like I cannot police you 24/7. I can't. Like you're going to win. And the question is, when you win, I'm just praying to God that you don't do any sort of damage that lasts to yourself. And the concerns that I have for her are keep me up at night. And she works to beat me every step of the way. So yeah, you're right. Everything is behavior, 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 whether it's her psychiatrist, because she's got ADD, right? Learning issues, her therapist, or the school where she's in a special program with a doc. Condition her behavior, you know, gotta condition her behavior. Got and nothing makes it stop. I'll get like compliance, but only because it's like, see, I pacified you. And then the minute I turn around, we're off to the races on something else again. And this is so is that the traditional approach is like behavior, right? Is that what we're all doing? Is this is what we need to kind of,
right.
So, that is what I've been doing and no, it's not working.
Right. Okay. So thank you for your honesty.
I'm loading on you. Sorry.
No, no. I mean, I know that there are so many parents who are resonating with what you're saying right now, and you are speaking for them. So thank you for that. And obviously I don't know your child, so I can't specifically say what to do for her. Cause like, you know, that would
be
unethical, right?
I totally understand. And she's, by the way, she's a good kid, but she's a kid who is looking to do shit I don't want her to do. And it is not 1950, 1960, 1970, 1980. Like maybe this is not the same world. This is the world where you experiment with something, you could die from a fentanyl overdose. Like, it's like, that's the kind of shit that I'm, and I like, you get a hold of her phone and some kid's talking about smoking, a 10-year-old, I lost my mind.
Look, you're responsible for her. No wonder you're the pressure on us as parents is like, it's astronomical. So first and foremost is that you need to be gentle on yourself and you need to have compassion for yourself and keep your nervous system steady for her. So, because this takes us down to our knees. This can trigger our own, of course, unresolved issues, which one doesn't have.
Right. Yep.
So, but let me answer your question. Cause I think I'm going to give you some interesting things. That's going to open this up and make you feel more hopeful. I hope. The first thing I want to say, this is a no blame, no shame zone. I never talk about anything without saying we have to be gentle on ourselves. I have made every mistake in the book. My children survived and I was trained. Okay. So, because the subconscious takes us down. All right.
And so, I was trained. Oh my God. I understand.
No blame, no shame. Gentle on ourselves. Cause we are not making them this way. It feels like, well, we're not doing the right thing. I got to do something better. Constantly. I got to be more consistent.
Yep.
I got to be better behavior chart. I got to take more things away. I got to be more neutral. Yep. I got to be more consistent.
Yep.
That is what we,
I've tried it all. Got to be more empathetic. Got to be more structured. Right. Got to be more present. Gotta back off a little bit. I have friggin' tried it all.
If you would have found something that worked, you would be using that right now.
Hell yes.
Okay. So I want to say, I absolutely believe you have hired the best team to help. Okay. So this is not against your team. I want no parent to question their child's team. Okay.
Gotcha.
This is for information only, folks.
I
cannot comment on children I've never seen, but this is for information only. I want to say your team is good. This is the problem. Our systems need updating. This is why the two books I've written are involved in what's called the paradigm shift. We know from relational neuroscience that this idea that every single behavior is willful, intentional, and on purpose is way oversimplified. We know that many behaviors are subconsciously driven and they are related to something called a platform, a neural platform. Think of it as the brain-body platform that builds something called self-regulation. Self-regulation, which is having your kid make good choices, think about what I do right now might impact me in the future, mm-hmm. Have empathy and form problem solving. Guess what? You can't reinforce that into a kid by taking things away or giving them a reward chart. The way we build self-regulation is through one way, and it's through our customized parenting to the kid's nervous system through our relationship of acceptance. So this is okay. The new
Do it to
paradigm.
Me like in real time, right? Like a okay. customized, like,
okay.
In give me real an time, example
what is,
of that.
What does that mean? Okay. What
yeah,
is,
yeah, this, yeah.
Okay. So what is
it? It feels esoteric to me right now.
Yeah,
I give them like a customized relationship to their nervous
yeah.
system.
Okay.
I'm like, this what does that what even look like to me? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty simple. We take the solutions out of the mind first and we go to the body, to our physical regulation. What does that mean?
Okay.
It means we stop focusing on the behavior. Behaviors are the tip of the iceberg. We move away from this focus on the behavior, reinforcing okay. or consequencing the behavior to
got
what's
it.
Causing the behavior.
So, okay. So how, let's say, do we do that, right? So we got a kid that's lying. I read a whole thing about teenagers lying their balls off. I got a kid that lies to me 24/7 because, quote, it's easier, end quote.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, well, is it easier when I catch you in this lie and I take all your screens away? Like, that's my reaction to
right.
being catching her in a lie. So
right.
what do I do? Right. How am I relating that to
but
her
she
nervous
gave,
system?
There's a signal there. It's
okay.
easier to lie. There's a signal there. Let's think about that for a second. Remember, think about an iceberg. Behaviors are the tip of the iceberg. Behaviors aren't the whole chunk of ice. They're the tip.
Got it.
What's underlying something like lying, which is what we see at the tip, right? It's what we observe,
yeah.
is not the willful intention to be a bad shit or to make your life difficult as a parent or
right.
even to push limits.
Right.
It's something called emotional dysregulation. There's something that doesn't feel right. And so these coping, adaptive, protective, and very uncomfortable misbehaviors for parents are actually a reflection of somebody who needs to regulate their nervous system better. And we regulate nervous systems through our relationships first, not through drugs first, not through reinforcement charts first, not through pain.
I mean, the connection I have with her, you mean?
Yes.
My connection.
But that's what I meant customized because I know you try. I know you have a good connection with her, but we have to try to regulate her nervous system. What does that mean? It means when she is struggling, we come alongside her and we set those good boundaries. Of course, you're the parent, but we use something called attunement. We're like, I know you want to be in the game. I know you want to be a good daughter. I know you are trying. And I know this is hard. I'm here with you. We're going to figure this out together. That's called co-regulation, which basically it is setting a firm boundary. But I want you to know something, Jillian, I've worked with kids for 30 years. They want to please us. But it's complicated. It's not just about the behaviors. It's about what's underlying the behaviors.
My mom says that all the time. Like I was just, my mom's just a psychologist as well, but it's like she doesn't specialize in kids.
Yep.
But I was like, you know, I was talking about Lou and I was like, my God, the universe has brought me this child to break me. And what I mean by
yeah.
that is I'm helpless.
There's something called an expectation gap.
Okay.
Well, an expectation gap is when we think our kid has the cognitive ability, this what we call executive function.
Uh-huh.
Executive function, remember, it's understanding on in yourselves that what I do right now is gonna impact me in a year or tomorrow. Executive function is a social, my emotional milestone. She's probably doesn't even have it.
The brain's not there, right? The brain's right. Not developed enough to even manage right. The impulse control.
And so, no
so
offense,
how do I
no
do offense. That then, Doc?
Right. So no offense, but think about the expectation gap. When you're begging someone to do something, it's almost like, say you have a toddler.
Yep.
And you're like, don't touch that cupcake because it's going to make you sick. It's going to make you have a tummy ache.
Right.
And then they're like, they're waiting, they're holding, then they and they eat the whole cupcake.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the architecture. So,
okay, I'm with you. So how am I? Okay. I'm with you completely now. And that makes perfect sense to me because I've often thought, okay, this kid's brain is not even cooked yet. She's 11, right? Like we've got
she's 11 and a decade
to cook this brain. But, but it's at what point, you know, so where is my, so then I've got to have some, where is a realistic expectation? Because the things she can get herself into, Doc, are dangerous. Okay, so I get the expectation gap and I understand the architecture, but then I need to know where to go from there. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be with Dr. Mona Delahoke digging into her new book, Brain Body Parenting. We'll be right back.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, we're back with Dr. Mona Delahook talking about her new book, Brain Body Parenting, How to Stop Managing Behavior and Start Raising Joyful, Resilient Kids. So Doc, I mean, here's where we're at, right? If everything you're doing isn't working, or the majority of what you're doing is not delivering consistent results, you know, what is the new approach versus the old approach, right? So solutions, where are we going from here? Because I've just laid out all the problems and I know some people can identify with at least a fraction of them.
Oh, I'm sure people can identify with almost everything you said, because the stakes are so high and it's a scary world, right? And it's our responsibility to help keep our kids safe and to make sure that we can get them as ready as possible to get out there and be resilient, which is basically flexible and make good decisions. Yeah. So if the answer to your question is like, if you're doing the same thing over and over and nothing's working and it feels like you're just treading water or the problems are getting worse, then I think it's important to get a greater context. Ask why we're focusing on behaviors. Why? Generally, the reason is the invisible causes. That is, again, we don't see the underneath the waterline in an iceberg. It's invisible. So there's some stuff going on that has to do with helping the kid develop the architecture for self-regulation, for making good decisions. What's underneath there? Okay, what's underneath there is like, this development of self-regulation is actually a process. It's a brain body process. It doesn't just happen when your kid turns 10 or when your kid turns 13. Everyone's going to reach it at a different age. So it starts at like 2 or 3, but it ends in the mid 20s. So if you have a teenager, if you have a kid, you're like, oh no, these decisions are horrible that they're making. Don't project into the future. Okay. As much as you are, because development happens. I want to also say something else that I think is pretty important. And that is, if you have a child who in the first several years may have had difficulty with adults helping regulate their little bodies and their emotions, including kids who went through medical trauma or relational trauma, all the slew, it could be anything, sensory processing disorders, difficulty in school, behavior challenges. If you had a kid who has struggled since they were young and it's getting worse, remember that they may need more help regulating their emotions and regulating how they are feeling in their nervous system than most people. It's invisible, but it doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It just means that we need to remember that emotionally and developmentally, they're young and they need time to bake. So we need to don't fall into the expectation gap thinking you know better, so you should do better.
Okay, so then how do you teach them to regulate?
The answer, it comes through the field of something called relational neuroscience. There's one way in human beings. Luckily, it's not a bunch of ways. There's one way.
Okay.
It's through one trusting relationship in the person's life that's consistently there with them, who understands that they don't have the ability yet to pull through and make the right decisions. They don't have the ability. So don't even tell that to the kid. Just know in your heart, say, tell yourself, this is a problem in her. This is a developmental delay. It's invisible. The kid looks so, sometimes they can make all the right decisions and they're beautiful people and they can show you they care. But just because they can make the right decisions some of the time doesn't mean they can make them all of the time. So that think to yourself, I got to be there for my kid. Find a therapist or a support person who understands this neurodevelopmental frame. I can, you know, there are people throughout the country who are certified in different ways to understand this basically neurodevelopment means you understand where your kid's brain and body development is at. If you have a kid who's making bad decisions and they're a teenager, they need backfill. It's kind of like, you don't just go to the gym and have someone lift like 50 pound weights when you're a lightweight like me, and you have to lift 10 pound weights first.
So does that mean I give, it's like a crawl, walk, run scenario? So it's like, here's an easier goal.
It's an easier goal, but mostly it's a mental shift where you're actually letting them know that you know that if they could please you, they would. See, it's almost like when a person has to work so hard to show you that they're making bad decisions, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's where we shift things. Yeah. But please have compassion for yourself as a parent, because honestly, this expectation gap, the study on that wasn't that long ago, but many people in my own field, which is why I'm a disruptor in my field, don't understand that there's a difference between treating a behavior and treating the whole person, their neurodevelopment.
Got it. Okay.
And I know this may be kind of frustrating because I can't give you exactly 1, 2, 3, what to do today, but I'd love to see what you feel after you read the book. And also when you have this idea that that shifting from thinking that everything that they do is a bad decision to some of the things that they do is because they don't have that architecture yet to make those good decisions.
You know, what pisses me off, and this is interesting because you're pointing this out, is like, I should not be pissed off about it, is that we were just, Cindy and I were just chatting because my kid, when I told her, I'm like, sorry, I'm just fighting with my kid. It's because she got an A today. And she will get plenty of Fs and Ds. Mm. So Friday, right? Last Friday, Thursday night, I was like, let's go to dinner, just me and you. Do you have any tests tomorrow? Mm-hmm. No, mom. Are you sure? Yes, mom. Mm-hmm. Goes to school the next day, had a test, failed it. And I get these notices, right? And she had a play date that night. So of course she lied to me. And I was like, I'm not even going to yell. I'm not even going to scream. I'm like, I'm taking away the screens. You know the drill. And I was like, that's it. Write down all your tests for me. So she did. And I was like, all right, great. I'm like, so you can do nothing now but study for science. And then today she's like, I got an A. And I'm like, and this is what pisses me off the most, Lou, is that all you have to do is give a shit. Like, and there's your A. I'm like, and there's no in between. It's the inconsistency, but I get what you're saying. It's like, sometimes she has the ability to do it and other times she doesn't. But that's so hard to comprehend. Because you're like, well, if you can do it now, you can do it every time. But I guess that's just not the case.
And it's not logical. So it's not how we were taught. It's not how we were raised. And it's not how our education system works. They don't use that language yet because they feel that everything is motivated and intentional. But everything is not motivated and intentional. We have something called subconscious processes. We have something called neurodevelopment. Human beings are so tricky. We're very protective. And if a human being figured out a way to protect themselves from disappointment, not intentionally, subconsciously, say when they were 2 or 3 or 4, and they use that, but it really doesn't work well, it can damage relationships. It can really make it so strained. And I just want to go back to how hard you're trying and how much empathy I have for you as a parent, because you're trying really hard to get her on the right track. But maybe there's a way to try less hard so that you'll be less.
Right. That's what I need to do. That's what my mom was like, honey. Everybody, her therapist in Los Angeles before we moved to Miami, my mom, it's like, there's just only so much you can do. My dad, you can do what you can do. And it's like, I get it. It's like, so So theoretically, right? I mean, I know there's the whole book about this, but arguably we need to show empathy. We need to validate, is what you're saying. We need to have realistic expectations of them. And we need to lead by example. Am I sort of getting it right?
Those are all part of it. Absolutely. Yes. But the first thing we have to do is take good care of ourselves and make sure that we have somebody guiding us. And like your, like, if you trust your mom and dad, like, tell it to me, give me, or your partner, give me your support so that I can do this, because it's the hardest thing in the world, because we're not trained this way. So I'd say that also, yeah. Remember this, the first thing that hits our kids when we are with them isn't our words, it's our emotional tone. So that is like, yeah. Our emotional
mind's tone, not good.
So ugh. She can, if she can see, I think that if our kids can see us relax around our concerns, I think that is like really, that's the hardest part. And I think for me, that's where my own therapist helped yep. me feel like I wasn't the worst mother in the world, because here I was a psychologist and things were happening. And I'm like, how could I have let this happen? So I needed somebody to say, yeah. look, you're human. No one's exempt. We bring our own stuff to this.
Yeah, we sure do.
So, and if we can let that other person kind of be the voice in our head saying, accept the fact that they actually do want to please us on some level, but for some reason now they can't.
Okay.
It's a whole new structure to say,
got it.
I'm going to be your good parent. And these are our house rules, and keep your house rules and be that sturdy parent, but let them know you can do that and still love them. And that you're curious more than anything else. Like, I'm curious about this decision, sweetie. I'm curious about this decision, but I am in your court, and
got it.
Oh, you and I sense. Are in yeah. a relationship for life. Here's the thing that can get you through, like, just to help you remember in your head, or all of us remember in our head, when we're afraid about the choices our kids are making or will make. And that is the best insurance policy we have for them making good decisions and coming to us when they need to make a decision is a strong relationship. It's okay. not the grades they get. It's not the school they go to.
Yep.
It's the relationship. What's going to help a person? What's the best insurance we have to have someone call us rather than get in that car?
Yes.
Our relationship of trust. So it's just, I know, but you know, look, you need to also look at her as a gift, because you are a person who transforms humans. You're transforming yourself as a mom. It's amazing. It's amazing. You've got it.
That makes perfect sense. I understand exactly what you're saying. It's like, I'm focused on the wrong thing. It's like, I've been focused on like manhandling her behavior through a host of manipulations of like taking and giving and taking and giving. But it hasn't really been of like validating, understanding, inquisitiveness. You know, it's a constant, like, you know, manipulation on my part of like, if I do this, if I take that, if I say this, if I go there, if I offer this, if I do this, you know, but it's
again,
like,
you need to,
right. I'm overlooking it. I think, but I want
you to give yourself and whoever's listening to this, if this is the way you parented, because please, honestly, this is what I did too, before I integrated kind of a new understanding is right. that our culture is this way. Jillian, our culture is obsessed with reinforcements and consequences and cognition and thinking and logic. It's our culture. So it's not you as a bad mom. It's like you doing the best you can based on how we are raised and how we're trained. But it sounds like you have some amazing angels in your corner, including your parents, who are saying like, ultimately, you know, like, let's look at the big picture. And this is your kids are beautiful humans. You're a beautiful human. You're making a difference in the lives of millions of people, and you will make a difference in her life. I know she and you are going to be in this dance together. It's only going to get better.
better. I was expecting it to get worse for a good decade. So I was bracing myself for it to get worse for a good decade.
But if you start having, this is another little piece of tidbit I'll give as we wind down, is that we put joy in the title for a reason. When you have joy with somebody else, when you have joy in a relationship, it takes away anxiety. You can't be joyful and anxious at the same time. Your body does, you know, choose that free feeling. So if you think about maybe, again, not loosening your rules or your strength and your, you know, sturdy leadership as a parent, but adding in joy and fun and maybe doing those fun things together that are not contingent on her grades, but are just contingent on the relationship.
Got this
human that came into your life for a reason, this beautiful human, you're both beautiful humans. You're both trying your best to survive and to thrive.
I totally understand. Doc, this has been very eye-opening. And I'm pretty excited to dig into the book. And for anybody, like we've mentioned, who relates to any part of this or has other parenting struggles that I somehow didn't touch upon. Again, the book is called Brain Body Parenting, How to Stop Managing Behavior and Start Raising Joyful, Resilient Kids. Doc, the book is available everywhere. Where can we get more? Give me the whole, like, full court press.
Yeah, it's available Amazon, independent booksellers,
everywhere.
Yeah, Target, everywhere. Walmart, Bulls. And my website as well, monadelahook.com. And I'm on Facebook at Dr. Mona Delahook and Instagram and Twitter at Mona Delahook. I'm so grateful to have this conversation with you.
I'm grateful. Thank you so much for your invaluable expertise. That's one of the ways I get to cheat and exploit some of the world's foremost experts is with a podcast. If nobody listened, I'd be like, yeah, I have a podcast to get an out.
Well, it's fun.
I want to come on my show. Oh, goodness. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.